Carnage on Kunishi Ridge. Toward the middle of June, we began to hear disturbing rumors about a place south of us called Kunishi Ridge. Rumors circulated that our division's other infantry regiments, the 7th Marines and later the 1st Marines, were involved in bitter fighting there and would need our help. Our hopes began to fade that the 5th Marines wouldn't be committed to the front lines again. We continued our patrols. I enjoyed my canned Japanese scallops and hoped there was no such place as Kunishi Ridge. But the inevitable day came with the order, "Square away your gear, we're moving out again." The weather turned dry and warm as we moved south. The farther we proceeded, the louder the sound of firing became. The bumping of artillery, the thudding of mortars, the incessant rattle of machine guns, the popping of rifles. It was a familiar combination of noise that engendered the old feelings of dread about one's own chances, as well as the horrible images of the wounded, the shocked, and the dead, the inevitable harvest. Following the retreat from Shuri, the Japanese defenders of Okinawa withdrew into their final defensive lines along a string of ridges near the southern end of the island. The western anchor was Kunishi Ridge. In the middle was Yuzudake. Further east was Yeju-dake. Dake means hill in Japanese. Kunishi Ridge was about 1,500 yards long, a sheer coral escarpment. The Japanese dug into caves and emplacements on its forward and reverse slopes. The northern frontal approaches to Kunishi lay wide open, flat grasslands and rice paddies across which the Japanese had perfect fields of fire. On 12 June, the 7th Marines made a pre-dawn attack and captured a portion of Kunishi. The Marines were on the ridge, but the enemy was in it. For 4 days, the Marines of the 7th Regiment were isolated atop the ridge. Airdrops and tanks supplied them, and tanks removed their dead and wounded. On 14 June, the 1st Marines attacked portions of Kunishi and suffered heavy losses for their efforts. On the same day, the 1st Battalion, led by Lieutenant Colonel Austin Schaffner, former CO of 3-5 on Peleliu, attacked and captured Yuzudake, but suffered terrible casualties from the Japanese defenders there and from intense fire sent over from Yeju-dake. Into the hellish confusion we went on 14 June, with the word still ringing in our ears, "The 5th Marines may not be committed again." We plodded along the sides of a dusty road, next to tanks and Amtraks, moving forward, and a steady stream of ambulance jeeps returning, loaded with the youthful human wreckage of the battle for Kunishi Ridge. That afternoon, our company deployed along a row of trees and bushes on the south side of the road. We saw and heard heavy firing on Kunishi Ridge across the open ground ahead. My mortar section dug in near the road, with our guns adjusted to fire flares over a picturesque bridge that remained intact over a high stream bank.